You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Version of the playoffs going forward look like if it's passed?
Yeah, so in the March one, I think that's what the morning boys were kind of going off of, because the March one you would have reseeded before the playoffs ever get underway. This system now is you do the wild card round and then you reseed after the wild card round is done. So like in last year's AFC, for instance, nothing would have changed. Nothing at all. But if you go to the NFC side, it would have changed the second round drastically, because then the Lions, instead of playing the Commanders and Jaden Daniels, the Lions then would have played the Rams. It's a much easier matchup. And so, like, I think the theory behind it is you get better games in the divisional rounds, but also it sounds more fair to me. And that's why I thought it was interesting that Albert suggested that it wasn't.
So, as long as divisional winner still means something,
yeah.
Like as long as the four divisional winners still qualify for the playoffs.
And that's how it would be. So very first round, you go 1-4 within your divisional winners, and then you go for wild card and back of that, and then you don't reseed until the second round.
So as long as that is the case, I don't really care how you slice it from there. You know, like because I think we can always point to a specific thing. Well, the year that you did this, this would have happened differently. And I mm-hmm. understand that. Okay, but it didn't. Like the past happened the way it happened. I don't necessarily buy, like, I still think we're in an era where so many factors go into what a good playoff game looks like in the playoffs. I think you're chasing a perfection that doesn't exist. Because you still have seven playoff games.
And it's playoff football in general, right? We are at a point, though, where you can have some bad playoff teams. For sure you can.
Well, but I think my point is, like, that happens when, like, a three seed ends up having the wrong injury at the wrong time. Or teams that started the season really hot, like Pittsburgh, the last Roethlisberger year.
Even last year.
Yeah, like where that Roethlisberger year, though, they were like 10-1
That was the year that they actually played the Browns in the playoffs.
Yeah, and so, and then they played like crap and got the you-know-what smacked out of them. Like, there's just always going to be a thing that you're not going to be able to control, but I guess in the interest of fairness, like, as long as, because my point is, as long as the divisional thing still takes a minute, it still takes precedence, then we're good. And it's the thing that I really hate that we've gone to. Like, divisions just don't matter in the NBA, and I wish they'd just do away with them now that they've killed that.
Yeah,
NFL ever took away divisions, meaning like the importance of winning a division, I think that's the only way you could get me to, because I do think regional rivalry still, and like, listen, we might not know about it, but dude, people in Carolina hate the Saints, hate the Falcons. When both teams are good, it absolutely drives business.
Yeah, for sure. I what I like about this is it's putting more importance on the regular season. I feel like we've gone so far in the other direction. Anytime you add a game, Nick, and they're just going to continue to add games, you water down the regular season. You make it matter less. This goes in favor of making it matter a little bit more and putting some more importance on actually winning 11 games versus 12 or 12 games versus 13 in that jockeying for position.
And I think you're on, like, I get really annoyed. In the NBA, tanking is a systemic issue. And so the NBA draft lottery is that what they did was justified because it de-incentivizes tanking mm-hmm. because a third of the league was doing it at the end of the season. Even in baseball right now, like you can't tell me the Rockies, the White Sox, certainly the A's for a couple of years. There's four or five teams in baseball every year that are there. And sometimes it's big market teams. They're just flat out like, we're not trying to win.
Yeah.
It was really hard to do in baseball. In the NFL, there's so few teams. And so people have kind of put tanking on a pedestal like it's a problem or non-competitiveness. I'm like, the bigger issue at the end of the season is not two teams that are very clearly jockeying for the number one or number two pick. It's the teams that should be jockeying for playoff position that aren't playing their starters, and that impacts half the league.
Yeah, and are playing for health instead of playing for anything else.
And
yeah.
By the way, valid solution at how it's drawn up, but it adds. I mean, meaningless 18, week 18, and then go into sometimes what's a hit or miss wild card round. That's 2 weeks of playoff time football that doesn't do diddly squat.
Right, but like when I talked about the NBA and the 3-point barrage that happens, I'm like, it's not. It's not the GM's problem to go ahead and fix the idea that the game is wrong and the game is broke. That's on the owners. That's on the league. And same thing applies here with the NFL. Like if there's a clear flaw in it, it's not the Rams' fault for what they did in week 18 of the season to try to make sure that they could have as much health as they possibly could. That was them gaming the system. Now it's up to the system to go ahead and fix itself.
Are you guys a fan of reseeding after the first round of the playoffs? It does mean the divisional winners still make the playoffs. They still get seeded 1 through 4 in the first round of the wild card round of the playoffs. We've got plenty to get to in the 6 o'clock hour. Odd man out or just plain old fall guy? That's a conversation for the Cavaliers in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.